Baba Basra, Dav Tzadik, Omid Beis, page 90, side B. So Shmuel had a problem in what the Pasuk said, that a mana is 60 saloim. Because as mentioned before, because the combination of the different measures of the saloim, 15, 20, and 25 equals 60. So Shmuel has a problem that mana moson v'arba'in havi. Can we possibly say that in a mana there is 240 dinarim? 40 dinarim? Because a selah is 4 dinarim. And if we're saying that there are 60 sloyim in a mana, so 60 times 4, 60 times 4, would be 240. So are we saying that there are 240 dinarim in a mana? But the word mana means 100. It means that it has 100 zuz. How could a mana be 60 sloyim, which is 100 zuz? If it's 60 sloyim, then it's 240 zuz. So this is the way Shmuel explains the pasuk. Elo shmami no. But we learn from this pasuk, klas, 3 dinim, and with that we will explain the pasuk. Shema mino, we learn from this, the first halacha, that mone shel kodesh kofel hoya, that the mone that was in the kodesh was double from the mone of chulin. And in the beginning, that in a mone of chulin, in a hundred of chulin was 100 dinarim, so in the mone of hekdesh was 200 dinarim. Ushmamino, and we learn from his another halacha, that meisifin al hamidos, that you can add on the measurements and also on the coins. Because over here you see that they added a sixth on the coin. And a mone of chulin is worth, after the addition, 120 dinarium, which is 30 sloim. And the mone of kodesh is worth, after the hisafa, it was worth 240 dinarium, which are 60 sloim. So from this we see that in the pasuk it says that you can add on the measures and on the coins a sixth. And we don't worry that the soicher will lose, because he's not going to know about this. Ve'ein mesifin yeser mishtus. And also, we see from the pasuk that we don't add more than a sixth. We learn that it's prohibited to add more than a sixth, since we worry about the loss of the merchants who won't know that they added. And since he's going to add to give them merchandise more than a sixth, and he's going to take the old price, he's going to lose. So from here, Shmuel learned his halacha that it's permissible to add only till a sixth, because we worry about a loss, but we don't worry that he's not going to gain a profit. Ushmamino, and we learn out a third halacha, that shisusa milbar, that the sixth is from the outside. That is, that the sixth that we add, we need to count it as if it's coming from the outside. We divide the principal to 5 parts, and then we add an additional part as additional part. That so that after you would add this part, that would be a sixth from the whole thing. But we don't divide the principal to 6 part, and one of these is what we add, because this is what we see in the pasuk, that they added 20 to the 100. That means that they divided the 5, the 100 to 5 parts, and then they added one part of it, which is 20. So after it became 120, that part is a sixth from the whole thing. So now we can understand what it says in the Pasuk, that the money of Hekdesh is 60 Sloim, which are 240 dinarim. Because the money of Choyl, the money of the regular, was 100 dinarim. And they added to it a 6 from the outside, which is 20. So it turns out that it's now 120. And since the money of Kodesh is double than the money of Choyl, and that's why the Chachamim, that's why the measure is 240. The Gemara brings an additional idea in this matter of adding on the measures. Rapapa Bar Shmuel, Takin, Rapapa Bar Shmuel instituted Kailo Bar Tloso Kifize. A vessel, a measuring vessel that has 9 lugim. Amrulei, so they said to Rapapa of Amr Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel say that Ein Mesifin Amidus Yeser Mishtus, that you can't add on the measures more than a sixth? And this measure is greater than a sixth from the measure of a Chatzi Tarkav, which was mentioned before in the Brais and Petesav Adalev, because a Chatzi Tarkav is a kav and a half, which is 6 lugim. And a measure of 9 lugim is greater, a third, than 6 lugim. Amar Lehu, Zapapa says, Ano kailo chadeto takine. I instituted a new measure that was never in the city a measure before this, and therefore we do not worry for the loss of the merchants. The Gemara concludes that Shadrei, Rabbi Papa sent this new measure le Pumpedisa, le Kabluho. He sent it to Pumpedisa, they did not accept it to use it, and although they didn't have any other measures. Shadrei le Papunya, he sent it to Papunya, the Kabluho, and there they did accept it. The Korolei, and they called this measure Rus Papa, the measure of Rapapa. Now the Gemara brings a simon to remember the braises that are brought down further. Oitzrei peiros, ein oitzrin, vein mitzin, vein mishtakrin, pamayim beveitzim, masrim, veloy mitzim. The braises speaks about the shame of those who deal and do business not according to halacha. Tanu rabbanan, we learned in the braise in the recheretz rabbe perik beis halacha hei. Oitzrei peiros, those who purchase a lot of fruit in the marketplace, and they store them in the storage, and this causes the fruit to be unavailable in the marketplace and raises the prices, and then they go ahead and sell their merchandise for more expensive. Umalbei beribis, and those who lend on interest. Umaktine eifa, and those who sell fruit by weight, but they weigh the fruit in a lesser measure than the truth, and they're saying that they're giving, and they're giving less. So it turns out that the purchaser is getting less than what he paid for. Umafkiye sha'arim, those who sell on a higher price than the set price in the market. Aleima kosuvaymer, upon them the verse states in Amos Ches Pasuk Dal Hey. Begins with Shimu Zois Hashayafim Evyoin VeLashbis Ani Oretz. Lamer to say Mosai Yaver Hachodesh VeNash Biro Shever VeHashabos VeNiftach Bor LaHaktin Eifu LaHakdil Shekel ULaAvis Moizne Mirma. So the meaning of the pasuk is follow. It starts Mosai Yaver Hachodesh VeNash Biro Shever. That is written about the people that break the prices barrier, they hike up the prices, because they say when will the month of the katsir, when we cut, pass by, so that we should be able to sell the the grain for more expensive. Vashabbos v'niftecha bar, and it says the Shabbos and will open up the for the food. Those were written of those who store the fruit. They are the ones that are saying when will come the year of Shabbos, Vashabbos, which is the Shnas HaShemitah, the year of Shemitah, and we'll open up our storages of the grain to sell with more expenses. Then it says, Lahaktin Eifa, that refers to those who sell for a small measure, and Lahagdil Shekel, those are the ones that loan with interest, they increase their money through interest, through ribis, lahagdil shekel. Uksiv, and what does the pasuk say about them in, over there? Nishba Hashem b'goyin Yaakov, im eshkach lenetzach kol maaseim. That Hashem swears in his name that he will never forget what they did and he will punish them. The Gemara says, oitzre peiris kigoyin man. Who do we find, like who is the one who would store away the fruit? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, kigoyin Shapsai Eitzer Peiris, like this fellow Shapsai, who would store the fruit just so to cause a shortage, so the prices will go up, and then he would sell. The Gemara brings now how the Amoraim would conduct so that it should not come to the increases of the prices. Abu Adi Shmuel Mezabin Lul Peira Besaro Charfo. The father of Shmuel would sell his fruit at the time of the early price. In other words, that's the time when the grain is the time when you put in the grain, which is the cheap price. Kisaro charfo, like the price of that measure, which is cheap. In other words, so that everybody will sell during that time their fruit, and the price of the entire year will become cheaper and remain low. But Shmuel Brei, but his son Shmuel, that was Abu the Shmuel, but Shmuel Brei, Mashi Lepedas. He would hold on to the fruit until it became more expensive. Umezabin lu besara aflo. And he would say, sell it in the later, delayed time price. Kisara charfo, as the price of the cheap price. Sholchu mitam, so they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Tova da Abba Medivra, that the actions of the father of Shmuel are better than Shmuel himself. Why? More my time. Why should it be better? He charged the cheap price in the cheap time, and he charged the cheap price in the more expensive time. And the one answer is because the Tara de Ravach Ravach, a price that has become cheap will remain cheap all year. So Shmuel's father did better because before the price went up, he sold all the fruit for cheap, so he caused that the price should remain low. But Shmuel caused the price to drop only after it became already more expensive. That's not as good, because once the price has become more expensive, it's more difficult to get it to go down. The Gemara brings a situation where one is allowed to store fruit. Amar Rav, Rav says, Oysa Odom es kaboy oitzer. A person can make his kav of his fruit a storage. And the prohibition is only to buy from the marketplace to put it into the storage. The Gemara brings a proof that you can do it. Tanya Nami Hochi, we also learned so in the Sefta. In Avodah Zarah, Perik Hey, Halacha Aleph, that ain't Eitzrin Peides, that you can't store fruit if it's Dvarim Shiyesh Behem Chayei Nefesh, things that are necessary for the life of people, Kigon Yenis, like wine, Shmonim, oil, Slotis, and flour, fine flour. Avol Tavlin Kamoinu Pilpulim, but the spices and different peppers, other pilpulim, which don't have a need for life, you know, a person's life is dependent on it, mutar, that is permitted to store. So the Gemara explained, Bamedvar Amurim, the Brais explained, Bamedvar Amurim, when is this word said that it's prohibited to store fruit that have that are used for people that necessities for the needs for their life, it's bilekech min hashuk, that when you buy it from the marketplace to store them. Abu b'machnis, but if he brings in to storage his own fruit, mishaloi, from his own, then it's mutar. The bright, the sefta continues, mutar lo adam latzir peiros be'eretz Yisrael, and a person can store fruit that's Yisrael for the purpose of shalosh shanim, for the 3 years, specific for 3 years, which is Erev Shviz, the 6th year of Shviz, and the 7th year, Umetzoy Shviz, and the 8th year. So that he should have grain in this year to sell to people, and they shouldn't die in hunger in those years that there is no tevua. Further, Allah into the Sefta, Ubishnei Batzeides Afilu Kav Charuvim, and in the years of hunger, even a kav of carobs, which is something very small, and it's something which is not life dependence, people don't depend on it, lo yatzir, he should not store it. Nishemachnis me'era bashorim, because he brings in a me'era, meaning a klala, brings a curse in the prices, in the shor of the prices, because it causes for the prices to increase. Omale Rabbi Yisrael Brachanina, the Fuga Shamoi. So Rabbi Yisrael Brachanina said to his servant, his name was Fuga, Puk, go out, va'atzer li peiros shalosh shanim, and store for me fruit for 3 years, for Erev Shviz, u'shviz u'metzoy Shviz, for the eve of Shviz, and for the 7th year of Metzoy Shviz. Additional brisa with regards to the fruits that have a necessity, people have a necessity for their lives, Tana Rabbanan, within the brisa, en metziin peiros be'eretz Yisrael, we are not to take out fruit from Eretz Yisrael to outside of Eretz Yisrael, if they are matters, dvarim sheyesh bam chayei nefesh, things that are needed for survival, for people's life, kegoyin, for example, yaynes wine, shmanim oil, uslothes and flying flour. Yehuda b'Seira argues, and matir b'yayin, he permits it in wine, b'nei shememayet esatiflo, because the fact that he takes it out, you diminish the tiflo, meaning the words, vain words, meaning words that have no rationale, that come when you're drunk. And the Brisa continues, "Shem shemetzi meretz luchutz l'aretz." Just like we're not allowed to take out from Eretz Yisrael to outside Eretz Yisrael, kochem metzi meretz Yisrael to Surya. You're also not allowed to take out from Eretz Yisrael to Surya, although that Surya was conquered through Dovid HaMelech. But since he was just a yachid, a single person, when he conquered it, the halacha has a din like Eretz Yisrael, because a conquering of an individual is not considered a conquering. The Rabbi disagrees, and Matir, and he permits to take out items that are chayei nefesh, the one's life depends on it.